भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 6 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एज द डाउनफॉल ऑफ सौवरि मुनि टेक्स्ट नंबर 27. I was just informed. So, I don't know the shloka number. So, before we commence our discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled over here, especially His Holiness Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Swami Maharaj and all the devotees. Because today it's really great. I need mercy. Hare Krishna. Text number 27. Raja Tad Yajna Sadhanam प्रविष्टो निशितर्षितः दृष्ट्वा शयनान् विप्रान् तान् तपो मन्त्रजलं स्वयं राजा तद्यज्ञसदनं प्रविष्टो निशितर्षितः दृष्ट्वा शयनान् विप्रांस्तान् पपो मन्त्र जलं स्वयं राजा तद्यज्ञ सदनं प्रविष्टो निशितर्षितः दृष्ट्वा शयनान् विप्रांस्तान् पपो मंत्र जलम स्वयं राजा तद्यज्ञ सदनम प्रविष्टो निशितर्षितः दृष्ट्वा शयनान् विप्रांस्तान् पपो मंत्र जलम स्वयं What meaning? Raja, the king Yuvanashva. tadyajna sadanam, the arena of sacrifice, pravishtaha, entered, nishi, at night, tarshitaha, being thirsty, drishtva, seeing, shayanan, lying down, vipran, all the brahmanas, tan, all of them, papau, drank, mantra jalam, water, sanctified by mantras, swayam, personally. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Being thirsty, one night the king entered the arena of sacrifice. And when he saw all the brahmanas lying down, he personally drank the sanctified water meant to be drunk by his wife. Purport. Yajnas performed by brahmanas according to Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are so potent that the sanctified water by Vedic mantras can bring about the desired result. In this instance, the brahmanas sanctified the water so that the king's wife might drink it in the yajna, but by the providence, the king himself went there at night and being thirsty, drank the water. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanyabhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in today's purport, he is mentioning, by the providence, the king drank that water. And this word, Yadruchaya, appears many times in the Bhagavatam, although it is not in today's verse. But we see, when the great devotees or the kings, they used to become thirsty, histories have been created. When King Parikshit, he felt thirsty, he went to the ashram of Shamik Rishi, and he was not well respected, he was not greeted. Then he apparently insulted Shamik Rishi. Then he was cursed, and we know the history, how Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. Many times it has happened. Even Agastya Rishi visited the hermitage of Indrajumna king, and when Agastya was not welcomed, then he cursed, then he became Gajendra in the next life. And herein we see in today's verse, King Yuvanashva, he became thirsty, and by the will of providence, he drank that sanctified water. So as we go ahead with the shlokas, we'll find Prabhupada mentions many times and explains about the providence. And if we refer to the teachings of Bhishmadev to Yudhishthira Maharaj, this providence is nothing but Krishna. By the will of providence means by the will of Krishna. Superior arrangement. And as we go ahead in the shlokas, in this chapter, we'll find the Brahmanas, they offer obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his will, the king has drunk this water. So, here again, today, it's by the will of providence, I'm sitting here. Because it was not predestined, I'm supposed to give a discourse or a class today, but suddenly, by the will of providence, that is rather Raj Bihari. Just few hours before, I was ordered or instructed or requested to speak on today's verse. Although I am also reading with you. So I need really blessings of all the devotees, especially all the senior devotees assembled over here. Srila Prabhupada also mentions that the Vedic mantras, if they are properly chanted by qualified brahmanas, they act, it has potency, they work effectively. And many times we see and read in the history of Vedic literature that if a brahmana curses someone, it would act. It's not like today's curse. Somebody says something, many people say so many things about others or their specially their enemies, still it doesn't work. But in those days, when the brahmanas were qualified, people were having lot of integrity and purity of their hearts, the mantras would work. We can see in the history, it works. Just as Sringi, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj, and it worked. Anybody in those days who were having high character, who were following the Vedic ritualistic rules and regulations, their words and their curses and their blessings were working upon. And in today's shloka, we see in this scene, in this scenario, when King Yuvanashva, he did not have any offspring, he arranged a sacrifice wherein he was supposed to get some sanctified water from the brahmanas, and his wife was supposed to drink that. But by the will of providence, he felt thirsty in the night and he drank while all the brahmanas were sleeping. So if we read some verses ahead, there the brahmanas, they understand there are some things which are beyond our control. There is someone who is managing us also, who is having higher powers than us. So we offer him obeisances. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri, we can say Sri Sri Radha Rasbihari. So when our lives also, we find ourselves into some crisis, you should understand, it is by the superior, higher arrangement, it is the will of providence. The problem is that we forget Krishna in every situation. And then we start blaming others. Because of him, because of her, this is happening. He is the culprit. And he has instigated or she has instigated some conspiracy against me, and that's why it's happening. But in this arena of sacrifice, the priests, the brahmanas, they say it is by the will of providence. It is done by the supreme personality of Godhead. Then there is no worry, there is no anxiety, there is no distress. Just as the last time I was giving example of a surgeon or a doctor. When a doctor gives injection, when we see the doctor's hand behind the injection, we feel less pain, less painful. But if we see somebody else's hand behind the injection, except the doctor, how much painful it will be. So similarly, if we see Krishna in every situation, just as Parikshit Maharaj, Kunti Devi, all the great stalwart devotees, they used to see Krishna in every situation. That's how they were immune to all the problems of materialistic life. Our dear Srila Prabhupada, when the Japanese were bombing Calcutta in Second World War, Prabhupada was making kachoris, and someone asked, why are you making kachoris? Prabhupada said, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarva Harishchaham, I am death personified. So I am making kachoris for Krishna. He is coming as death here in Calcutta now. So that eye surgery is needed to be done. We should try to see Krishna in every situation. That's why Prabhupada mentions in the preface of Nectar of Instruction, a very nice golden line. Prabhupada's purport is filled with all gems, diamonds, rubies, pearls and everything. So one such statement is, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the follower. So here in this, today's context, the brahmanas, the priests, those who are performing the sacrifice, they thought, even King Yuvanashva, he also thought that it is by the will of providence. So this understanding of Krishna's mercy is needed in every situation. And these Vedic mantras have a lot of potencies. As we know, in the case of Srila Prabhupada, that small tape, he is explaining about the power of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the transcendental vibration established by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Such a powerful speech that Prabhupada has given. Only 5 minutes, but it's so potent, it contains everything. Prabhupada gives the technique also, how to chant, the bhava, the sentiment also. Just as a child cries for its mother, so a sadhaka in the same mood should chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Vedic mantras are mantras. There are so many thousands and thousands of mantras in Vedic literature. But this Hare Krishna is Mahamantra. This is Mahamantra. It is king of all mantras. And under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya and priest of our life, of this ISKCON society, he is the main person, he is the preeminent Acharya of ISKCON. Under his guidance and in the light of his purports, if we take shelter of this Mahamantra, it will act, it acts, it works. Even though we are so hard-hearted, in the material world, in this Kali Yuga, even though, just as it is next to impossible for King Yuvanashva without the blessings of the Brahmanas to beget a son, isn't it? But by the blessings of the Brahmanas he begot a son. So similarly, it is next to impossible for a materialistic person like me or anybody in the Kali Yuga to achieve Krishna in this life. But by the blessings of Prabhupada and his mercy, it is possible to achieve Krishna. It is possible. Because mercy of a Vaishnava can do anything. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate giri yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinatarinam. Anything can happen. So, Prabhupada time and again, Jai Sri Sri Radha Raj Bihari Bhagavan ki, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaunitai ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Time and again, Prabhupada explains the power of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as well as he mentions in his purports, in his speeches, in his lectures, one should avoid the 10 offenses while chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then this mantra will work. This will act properly. And specifically, the Vaishnava Aparad. As in this context of chapter, the downfall of Saubhari Mani, we will see. Although Saubhari Muni was practicing austerities undercurrent inside the water for thousands of years, why fell down? We will discuss about it. Prajapati Kashyapa has many wives and one such is Kadru, who gave birth to snakes. And he has another wife also. Her name is Vinata. She gave birth to Garuda. Shukadeva Goswami mentions, Sakshat Yajnesha Vahanam. She gave birth to Sakshat Yajnesha Vahanam. The carrier of Lord Yajnesha, Lord Vishnu, Narayana. That is Garuda. As the psychology goes, two wives, combined husband, the chemistry is a big mystery, basically. It doesn't work so properly. So, Kadru and Vinata used to regularly have some kind of quarrel, some kind of dispute. One fine day, they saw a white horse, a celestial white horse in the sky. And Kadru said, the tail of the horse is black. Vinata said, no, it's white only. It's white only. No, it's black. So they had a lot of argument. Okay, let us find out whether it's black or white. When they were going to make sure whether it is black or white, suddenly Kaliya, he ran and he encircled the tail of that horse. Now see, it's black or white? It's black only. She was defeated. Vinata was defeated because Kaliya wanted his mother to win. And the condition of that competition was that anybody who was defeated, she had to become maid servant. So Vinata became maid servant of Kadru and she used to serve Kadru, wash her clothes, clean her house, everything. Garuda was feeling very, very bad about it. What is this going on? My mother? She is serving so badly. So then he asked for the remedy. Kadru says, if you bring nectar for me, then I can release your mother from my slavery. Then there is a long story, we will not go into that. There is a long story behind that. Then Garuda goes and he gets very dramatically that nectar and he brings. Thereafter, Vinata was released from that slavery. Garuda's natural food is snakes. He is to eat children, kids, offsprings of Kadru. Issues of Kadru. Snakes are his natural food. So one day it was resolved that under some certain tree there will be certain snakes, certain number of snakes kept for Garuda and he can come and eat. Prabhupada mentions in some purport that in Nagaland, Manipur area that happened. So Garuda used to come, eat those snakes and go away. He would not trouble the other snakes. One day Garuda came and saw that Kaliya himself, he is eating his food. He used to eat the small snakes. Kaliya was very big. Then Garuda became very, very angry. And he attacked Kaliya and defeated, and he wanted to kill also. But Kaliya somehow ran. Kaliya fled. He ran. And he came to Vrindavan. He came on the banks of Yamuna River, wherein Saubhari Muni was performing austerities. He was performing austerities. Why he came there? Because before Kaliya came there, many years before, Garuda used to come there in Yamuna. In the area where Saubhari Rishi was meditating for thousands of years, in that area, he used to come, catch some fishes and go away. When Saubhari Muni saw that, she became very angry because he was having some affinity, some friendship, some kind of soft corner for the fishes. And he felt very angry upon Garuda and he cursed Garuda that he should try to come here again and eat those fishes, you will die. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, although Garuda can have easily reversed that curse, he is a great devotee of the Lord. A Vaishnava, Mahajana, is above all curses. Any curse do not affect a devotee, a pure devotee. But just out of respect, Garuda did not come there, a respect to a sadhu. And Kaliya knew this. This is the only area wherein Garuda cannot come. Otherwise, Ram Naam Satya hai. I will be killed. That's why Kaliya was staying there. But Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, it was a great Vaishnava aparad on the part of Saubhari Muni. He should have understood that being a bird, it's his natural ahar, natural food to eat fishes, snakes, reptiles. And moreover, Garuda is Sakshat Yajnesha Vahanam. It's the carrier of Lord Narayana, Vishnu, Krishna. No matter how much big devotee we become, if we offend a Vaishnava, even a smaller one, still will fall down. It comes in the section of Rahugana Maharaj and Jadabharat. When Rahugana indirectly insults Jadabharat, and Jadabharat gives him some instructions, therein immediately Rahugana Maharaj understands that he is a great Vaishnava, a great Brahmana. Then he comes down from his palanquin and he says so many things glorifying a Vaishnava, and therein he says, even if Lord Shiva offends a Vaishnava, still he will have effect of that Vaishnava Prat. So I fear Vaishnava Prat. I do not fear Yamadanda also, he says there, but I fear Vaishnava Prat. So I beg your forgiveness. Please reveal your identity and give me some instructions on the path of self-realization. Thereafter, these teachings to Rahugana appear in 5th canto. So offense to a Vaishnava will act upon everyone. So much so, Lord Chaitanya did not even spare his own mother, Sachi Mata. When she offended Advaita Acharya in mind only, she did not utter, but she thought that this Advaita is not Advaita, he is Dvaita. Because of his association, my elder son Vishwarup became sannyasi, a mendicant. So this offense also, who is Yashoda Mai, who is Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not forgive, unless and until Sachi Mata begged forgiveness from Advaita Acharya. So, what to speak of us? That's why the mantra, Mahamantra, doesn't yield the desired result. So Prabhupada time and again reminds us, warns us about this Vaishnava Aparad. Be careful about it. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while instructing to Rupa Goswami, he mentions, the creeper of Bhakti Lata is very tender and delicate. It needs to be protected properly. And there is very great danger of mad elephant aparad, Hati Mata aparad, that is Vaishnava aparad. It can easily uproot the creeper of devotional service. No matter who we are, whether a neophyte devotee, just we have come today to ISKCON or started our bhakti today, this hour, or whether we have been practicing since lifetimes, doesn't matter. But if we offend a Vaishnava, any Vaishnava, he may not be a pure devotee also. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, we see, when Dhruva Maharaj went to jungle in Madhuvana, that time he was not a pure devotee. In Nectar of Devotion, he is cited for a devotee who is having material desire, Artharthi, his example is given. That means that time he was not a pure devotee. At that time his stepmother, Suruchi, had offended him when he was not a pure devotee. But later on, when he became a pure devotee, the offense resulted. Her son Uttam, he went to the jungle, he was killed by Gandharvas, and she went to search him, she was beaten by serpent. And Prabhupada mentions there, that it is the result of a Vaishnava Aparad. It doesn't matter when we commit, whom we commit, and who we are. It will work today or tomorrow. So that's why it's very, very important. We should be very careful about Vaishnava Aparad, not committing Vaishnava Aparad. That's why, while glorifying Srila Prabhupada every day, we sing Vando Mui Savadhana Mate. That is it. This is it. We should be very careful. Skanda Puran explains about 6 types of Vaishnava aparads. There are 6 types of Vaishnava offenses. Would you like to know? We can just check which we commit generally. I commit many you may not be committing, but still, just to keep the red light alert, this is it. Hanti nindanti vadveshti vaishnavat nadhinandanti kurdhayati no harsham darshane patanani shat. Shat means six. There are six offenses. Tuva vaishnava. First is hanti, one who kills a vaishnava. Very, very grave offense. Second is one who blasphemes a vaishnava. Just like the other day I was telling about the disease, you know, Ebola, very deadly disease. And it started from somewhere from Africa and it came to India. It was very deadly. And somebody just today morning only reminded me of that disease. Ebola. But there is even more dangerous disease than Ebola. You know what is that? It's in Hindi, but still, I'll repeat. You know, आपके बारे में क्या बोला? बहुत कुछ बोला. ये बोला, ऐसा बोला, वैसा बोला, क्या क्या नहीं बोला, बहुत कुछ बोला. So that bola, that speaking and hearing is a blasphemy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is glorified as Patita Pavana. Lochandas Thakur says, Sabha Avatara, Sara Shiromani, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Although he is the most munificent incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still, he also doesn't spare Vaishnavapara. He did not spare his mother only. What to speak of others? When Gopal Chapal offended Srivas Thakur, thereafter Gopal Chapal was he encountered leprosy. And when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, this is only sample. Wait, he will rot in the hellish planetary system for millions of years because of your offense to Srivas Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is most munificent, Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanyaya and everything, but still he did not spare, he doesn't spare this Vaishnavapara. That's why you find this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is said that, Sri Chaitanya Mukhodgirna Hare Krishneti Varnakaha Majjayanto Jagat Premnam Vijayanta Tad Avyayaha. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra has appeared, emanated from the lotus mouth of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is conquering all over the universes by its love. Although it is the topmost Mahamantra, still it doesn't work upon us. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, even by chanting once, Hare Krishna Mahamantra purifies, Krishna's name purifies so many sinful activities that we will not be able to commit also. The holy name, Harinam, has its potency. But still, why it doesn't work? Because we may have some tendency of blaspheming the devotees, either hearing or speaking. It doesn't matter whether it's true, false, it is allegation, it doesn't matter about it. For example, just like the other day, His Grace Ramaruprabhu was explaining the story of that Yamaraj. He was hanging this $1 million question, whom to give this sin. The South Indian sannyasi was fed with curd rice by a brahmana, and that curd was having poison in it. How? Because the lady who was bringing poison on her head in the matki, it was uncovered by the wind. And some bird was carrying cobra snake. And that struggling cobra snake's poison had dripped inside the curd only. Exactly. And that curd, by the will of Providence, was fed to the South Indian sannyasi. And he died. And Yamaraj and Chitragupta had this $1 million question, whom to punish? And then as Dharmadev speaks to Parikshit Maharaj in the first canto, Suchakasya tad bhavet, one who pinpoints, he is the one because of whom this has happened. Suchakasya tad bhavet, remaining all four fingers are with us. He is the culprit. So, the person was pinpointing at the Brahmana, he was punished by Yamaraj. So, although it is true or false, we do not know. For example, one Vaishnava Acharya was giving the example. Suppose, XYZ devotee builds a very nice temple and he comes and tells me, this devotee built a very nice temple. And that Acharya was telling, this is the secret of going back home, back to Godhead. It's very simple, but very hard to follow. If I hear that glorification of third Vaishnava and become happy within my heart, oh, such a nice work he has done for Krishna. I don't have to do anything, even if I don't bring even a single rupee or a single brick. If I become happy within the course of my heart, then Krishna becomes happy. Krishna may not become happy with the devotee who is building the temple. May become or may not become, because it depends upon his intention and ulterior motives. But Krishna will certainly become happy upon us if we have that right intention of appreciating devotees, and we get that benefit. Another example. Suppose, if I go to some devotee and tell that XYZ devotee has stolen 100 rupees, I heard this. Although I did not see, but I heard that he has stolen 100 rupees. He might have stolen, he might not have stolen also. But I will get the sin of stealing 100 rupees because I spoke about it. And one who hears, he will also get the sin of stealing 100 rupees. He might not have stolen also. That is the result of blaspheming, hearing the blasphemy and doing the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Hanti, first is killing Vaishnava, second is blaspheming a Vaishnava, third is becoming envious of a Vaishnava. We don't feel happy if somebody is singing very nicely. If we have envious attitude towards a particular Vaishnava, if he is singing nicely, then we don't feel happy. If he is doing very nice seva, and if we have that envy within our heart, then it's an offense, according to Skanda Puran. If we fail to offer pranams to a Vaishnava, that is also a Vaishnava prarth. If you are having some physical limitation, some problem in the body, then it's okay. Then in the mind we should offer. But we must offer pranams to a Vaishnava. It is compulsory. If we don't offer, that's an offense. If we become angry with a Vaishnava, it may happen a subordinate devotee or some devotee may commit some mistake while rendering some services. It's possible. But if we become angry unnecessarily too much with some ulterior motive, then it's an offense. We see in the case of Prabhupada, Prabhupada became so many times angry with his disciples. But his motive was to rectify them and make them progressive in Krishna consciousness. His motive was different. And last, sixth is Harsham. When we do not become happy, pleased by seeing a devotee, अरे फिर आ गया, मुख वापस देखना पड़ेगा, अगेन ही किया, यही बैठा क्या, आई विल नॉट सिट देयर, वी से इन द सेम बस, आई विल नॉट सिट विद दैट डिवोटी, आई विल नॉट, यू नो, इट हैपन्स, और इन द केस ऑफ बीइंग अ ब्रह्मचारी, आई हैव दिस एक्सपीरियंस इन द आश्रम ऑल्सो, आई विल नॉट गो इन दैट रूम, आई विल नॉट स्टे इन दैट रूम बिकॉज आई डोंट जेल, इट्स माई ओन पिटफॉल, आई ऑल्सो नीड टू ओवरकम दिस. But it happens. If you don't become happy, that's also an offense. So these are six different types of offenses towards a Vaishnava. And we should try to overcome those offenses in order to achieve the desired result of the king of all mantras, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To get the desired result of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Srila Prabhupada says, we need to avoid this 10 offenses and specifically the Vaishnava Aparad, which is divided into and explained in 6 different ways. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his nectar of instruction, Upadeshamrut, many times he repeats one thing, that is bad association. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha. Those people who are too much greedy, shadvir bhakti vinashyati. Another, next verse he says utsahat nishaya dhairya tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat. Again, he is emphasizing this bad association. Again, going further, he mentions, Anya Nindadi Shunya Rudimipsita Sangalabhya. We should seek the association of such devotees who do not blaspheme others. Anya Nindadi Shunya Rudimipsita Sangalabhya. So, this association of materialistic people, those who blaspheme others. What to speak of devotees? We should not even blaspheme materialistic people. That's why, on these grounds, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, because of such bad association, we commit Vaishnava Aparad. If we keep harboring bad association, start enjoying their company even little bit, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, koi sarva lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. So the same logic is applied to asat sangha also. Even if little bit we start to enjoy their company, it will affect. Just like in Indian advertisement, Bollywood advertisement, television advertisement, they used to say, Aya Naya Ujala, Char Bundo Vala. Just by putting 3-4 drops in the whole barrel full of water, it becomes entirely blue. So similarly, just few seconds of association with materialistic people, our life becomes diluted, offensive. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, because of such association, we commit offenses. That's why we see so many sincere devotees serving after over a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, suddenly we say they commit some blunderous activity. How? Unimaginable also sometimes. How? Because of some thing of material association, then they commit Vaishnava Aparad, and it is mentioned that because of Vaishnava Aparad, depending upon the gravity of that aparad, Krishna implants the materialistic desires in such devotees' hearts. That's why we see so many sincere devotees serving years together. Suddenly they disappear from the movement. Because of some small materialistic association, then committing some Vaishnava Aparad, and that results in total devastation. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami, again and again, he wants in Upadeshamrut, janasangascha laulyamcha sangatyaga sato vritti anya nindadi shunya hridimipsita sangalabhya. So this association is very important. While teaching to Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentions, while being in the stage of sadhaka, then when we advance, even when we become pure devotee, then also we need the association of pure devotees. At every stage of our devotional service, we need proper association. There is no time that we don't need association of proper pure devotees. Always we need proper association. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Svato sadhu sangha svato vare. We should seek such sadhu sangha who are more advanced than us for our own nourishment and protection. When in the case of Jivadaya, while preaching, we can go to some other living entities and preach them. But to nourish and protect us, we always need the higher association. Sadhu sangha svato vare. We should seek such sadhu sangha which is svato vare. Vare means shrestha. Then we will be able to achieve the desired result of this Mahamantra. As Prabhupada says, this mantra works. As in the case of Yuvanashva, it was chanted properly, so it worked. Then Maharaj Mandata appeared, or he took birth. So similarly, if we chant this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare, properly under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, then we will have the desired result of Krishna Prema. It is possible. This will work because Srila Prabhupada says this. Hare Krishna. So I stop here. If there are any comments, so I request, or questions. Maharaj, would you like to add something? Surla Su?
As it is suggested that we should not speak, we should not hear.
Closer, I am unable to hear you. Hold it closer to your mouth.
Okay.
Almost you are eating it.
Yes.
As Maharaj says. Yeah.
It is regarding that blasphemy of a devotee. If we hear something about a devotee, maybe something bad. So hearing and speaking, both, it is not good. But if we know it is a fact, and we are not allowed to speak, we are not allowed to hear, then what should be the solution to rectify the person? We should keep our eyes closed, seeing all those things.
Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, he has set an ideal example for your question. Whenever we get a notice, or we know that he will blaspheme some Vaishnava, we should immediately quit that place or leave that place immediately. That is the first action we should do. Or if it is possible, we should force him to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or speak something else, glories of devotees or glories of Lord Krishna. Means ideally, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, whether it is fact also, still he would leave that place. He would not hear that at all. He never heard of Vaishnava blasphemy. He never heard. That's an ideal standard. We should do that. But in the case of a manager or if you are president, and if you have some devotees subordinate to you, and if they have committed some mistake and it's needed to be rectified, then with the motive of constructive for the preaching mission, whatever is needed to be taken to improve and rectify that devotee, it can be heard if you are an authorized devotee to hear it. But if you are nobody, neither you are the president nor you are his authority, and still you are not hearing with the proper attitude to rectify the devotee, we should not at all hear. If you are not concerned, then we should not hear only. It is a circle of influence and circle of concern. If we are not concerned, why should we hear? If we are the authority of that particular devotee, And then we may hear with the intention of saving the preaching mission and rectifying the particular devotee with a proper intention. Hare Krishna. Am I right, Maharaj? Correct? Would you like to add something, Prabhuji? Please give microphone to Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. So you are hearing this sound now, correct? So who is responsible for this? So if in within your heart you get an, you know, idea that this sound is, which is happening at the time of a class, it may be good to rectify things over there, but it's happening in the class. And if the person is, says that this is not really good, now who is the responsible for this? This is the temple president or the temple commander. So we have to tell Prabhuji next time between the time of the class, don't allow anybody to work here because it is creating unconducive sound at the time of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is not really offense. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Prabhuji.
And then, if you see some devotee doing anything, there is a hierarchy in the temple.
Yes.
Okay? There are different temple commander and department head, temple vice president, then temple president, then zonal secretary, then the GBC, and above them also the GBC is the chairman GBC. So everywhere there are steps to be taken, and if this, because this is a movement, this is an organization, and in organization we need an organizational hierarchy, and we also have to emerge as the best devotees, so that we add to the moment but not subtract anything in the moment. So we must follow the hierarchy which has been set by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then it is not called offense. It will be always adding to the enhancements of the movement or individual person. So it's all based on our humility, compassion, care. It all comes in that. So please keep that in your mind. It will be always very good. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pooja. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.